the book Hebrews, part 234, should require any of the books which are written, or maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, the one that was translated by Dr. Joseph Priant Rottenham in 1860, which is, I would say, one of the best English stroke Hebrew Bibles that you can lay your hands on. Why? Because if I give you a Hebrew Bible, you can't read Hebrew Bible. If I give you a Greek Bible, you can't read the Greek Bible. But if I give you an English Bible, stroke Hebrew Bible, you know exactly what it means and what it says. If you require any information or may have something to share with me or want to know more about this Bible, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number 0722-367-124. That's +27 international code for South Africa. Or go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very, very welcome. Please go to part one. Start from the beginning because you've missed out on quite a bit of the information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notification of all the studies that we are currently busy with, as well as our TikTok messages. Please send this link to your friends and family. Make sure you have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege, as I always say, just to be able every morning to share the word, creating some manna. Father creates the manna for us to survive through this day. This word will feed us in moments of temptation or problems or situations. Then we have something to fall back on, and that is the revelation word. Hallelujah. We are currently busy with Hebrews 10 verse 35. So this is not a sideline or a confirmation scripture. It is Hebrews 10 verse 35. Cast not away therefore your confidence. We will, as you have wished, we must never cast away our confidence. Why? Because when we are confident in something, it means that we are doing it good or well. For somebody to be good in something means he or she must be trained or educated in that specific area. And the same with the word, understanding the word. We need to be trained daily. Why? Because we don't eat every third, fourth day. Most of us eat 2-3 times a day. We feed this body. It needs sufficient energy to get through the day. And the same in the spirit. We need to be fed in the word and the revelation through the Ruach HaKodesh, the blood of Yahshua, and the Ruach HaKodesh, which teach and lead us in all truth and righteousness. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which had great recompenses of reward. It's a reward, it's a massive reward. To do what? To have confidence. How do we receive this? Through the working of the Ruach HaKodesh. Being involved in the studies daily. Working with the bride of Yahshua daily. Sharing the word of Yahshua with somebody every day. The more I said it at this morning when we started, the more you do something, the better you get in it. And the same in sowing the word of life, the seed of life in the world. In the beginning, you're nervous and you don't know really what to say and how to say. But the more that you practice in the word, like everything, these bodybuilders, where you see they've got this muscles and arms and legs and shoulders, doesn't come from nothing. It's hard work. It's hard work. I know when I was a youngster, apprentice, boilermaker, we worked with a 14-pound hammer. I was hitting hammer every day. Every day. We were working with this massive hammer. And big irons, because we were building these big trailers, abnormal trailers and tippers and pantechnicons and falling goosenecks, low beds, taut liners, interlinks. I'm just giving an example. All this abnormal stuff. It's a hard trade. You were picking up iron, big irons, every day, which were parts that you had to assemble to build this massive trailer. And 99% of the time, though, that you have to pick up yourself and put it in. And then you clamp it in, and you square it, and you tack it. And that's why today I'm 74, well, becoming 75 next year as far as well. And I feel I'm not too shabby. All my life, I've never been shabby. I had a bit of a body build, and I've never spent 1 hour in the gym. But I was used to doing hard work. And this is getting used to this type of work. Your body gets used, your muscles get exercised. Now why do I'm using this example? Because in the spirit we need to get exercise daily. These bodybuilders that does this competitions at Olympics and all this, picking up that massive weights, and they live in the gym. 4 o'clock in the morning, they're in the gym training, doing a day's work. Tonight, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, they're in the gyms. They have a routine. They are trained in a certain method. They do everything that's necessary. They drink supplements for the muscles and all of these things. Cost a lot of money. Cost a lot of time. Cost a lot of dedications. But if they want to win that title, they've got to put the work in. They've got to put the hours in. Every sportsman and woman, they've got to do certain exercise. And that's why Apostle Paul, when he speaks about the bride of Yahushua, he actually compares us with the athlete that runs in a race. He says it's not him that started the race, but him that has finished. I said it before, you've got the winner, and the second guy is the first loser. He just lost. He's not the second guy. He's the first loser. Because there's only one winner. And the same with the gospel of salvation. We need to be exercised in the scriptures. If we know the scriptures, we know how to, through the blood of Yahushua, conquer every idea, every plan of Satan and his demonic spirit, evil spirits. Why? Because as time goes along, we start to know the pattern in which they function. We don't fear spirits and evil spirits and demons. Why? Because Yahushua has cleared them out on Golgotha's hill. When he says, Father, is fulfilled, when he went down into Hades, take the keys of death and the rim of death. He gave us salvation through his blood. in His name, the name Yahushua, the name above every other name. I'm so glad that we can be your fist today, that function in this revelation word, in this revelation name, the name above every other name. And that's why we do not have to fear. We don't need to fear people, and we don't need to fear demons. Because the words are so straightforward. It says, don't fear him that can cause your body damage, Satan. But fear him that can cast soul and body and mind in hell. Who's that? Yahweh Almighty. So who do you want to fear? We don't need to fear Satan, because he's been cleared out on the cross of Golgotha. The word says that Yahweh has placed him publicly naked. And that's why Bible study is so very, very important for us as Yahweh's. As the bodybuilder needs to do his exercise every day to be able to build whatever muscle structure him or she needs. Because there's ladies that's just as good with the irons as which the men are. They need to put the hours in. And that's why Yahushua trained his disciples, which became apostles, for 3 years. 3 years. He taught them what to expect, how to operate, how to withstand, how to accelerate. I like the word accelerate. We as your first need to accelerate in the power of the Ruach HaKodesh. We can't function without the power of the Ruach HaKodesh. Just as these bodybuilders, they can't function without supplements. And I'm not talking about steroids, I'm talking about good supplements. There are some of these people, they spend thousands of rands, thousands of the money that they earn monthly and weekly, they spend on supplements because they feed the muscles with certain ingredients. And we need to supplement our spiritual life. With what? With a tin or something? No! With the word, the revelation word. We need to absorb the word in studying the word, word for word. When we know the scripture, we don't need to be afraid. Because sometimes it will feel as if we actually are backpedaling. It's not. When you know what you're doing, you're gaining confidence. Apart from the 14 apostles that Yahushua had, I explained to you last week, 14 apostles, not 12. Just for somebody listening the first time, Judas Iscariot was number 12. He sold Yahushua for 30 silver pieces. And then came Matthias. He came in the place of Judas Iscariot. That was number 13. And then Saul, that became Paul on the road of Damascus, he was number 14. So Yahweh had 14 apostles, not 12 apostles as the church has taught us. Alright, 14. But it's funny that the church could never, for ages, couldn't count, because they wanted to keep you in a lie. Alright, so we, as the apostles, were trained in the revelation word. When Yahushua sent out the 70, he had on that stage 12 disciples, which were then 13, was Matthias. Matthias came later on when Judas Iscariot sold Yahushua, but he taught them the word. And apart from that, in that period, He also trained 70 other disciples. Disciples means followers of Yahushua. He trained 70 disciples. And he sent them out. He said, go cast out demons. Lay your hands upon the sick. Do the word of evangelist. Don't take extra shoes. Don't take a purse. Don't take money. Don't take food. Where you come, there you stay. Those that receive you, receive me. Those that reject you, reject me. And after a time they came back and they said, we cast out demons. Evil spirits were listening to us. And we performed miracles in the name of Yahushua. And that is what happens when we are trained in the gospel of salvation. Now, for today, let's look for opportunity, somewhere to exercise works and word of Yahushua till tomorrow morning if his Father's will. Maranatha, Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.